actually, we're going to share. We're going to share one thing we learned.
I learned that Jesus has authority to forgive sins. And also, I must come to Jesus as the sick. Otherwise, I will not be healed. And the word of Jesus Christ has no power to heal me if I come pretending I am healthy. So I must come to Jesus as the sick. So, even now, even though I look healthy.
Personally, I am so happy about this Bible school because I wanted to just relax in the Word of God, you know, and take refreshment in the Word of God and be newly found in Jesus. So this is great. And it's kind of a blessing, I think, to be here at the Bible House. I mean, I think it's God's will. And anyway, I realized through this passage that self-righteousness is my enemy, and my sins separate me from God. And the only way that I can come to Jesus and be forgiven is to realize I need to be forgiven. That I need to... I'm not loving like Jesus. I'm not truthful like Jesus. I'm not just like Jesus. I'm just not holy like Jesus in my thoughts, in my actions, my words. And this is making me paralyzed to love and to follow Christ. And I need healing. I need spiritual healing from Christ. So this is a good opportunity. So I want to be refreshed through this context.
Okay.
Steve, what do you think? What have you learned from today's message?
Like Matthew's a tax collector, you know, maybe don't look so much on money, but maybe get back to the needy, or to know that I do have an illness, and that I do need healing.
Does that mean you need Jesus to help you?
Yeah, I think so. Help me. It's more of a connection with people connecting in love.
So I hear you can't make it to the next couple of days of the conference, but we're going to pray for you, and you can listen to the if you want, you know, to the messages.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. Do we have any proof here for this? Speak one thing.
Isaac Bond, like a chip off the old block.
They were doing good messages. I think they're very mature messages.
He exegeted it all himself. In Bible study, but we didn't plant anything or, you know, give him a sample to be able to pull the truth out. I guess maybe reassuring it, like in your case, I mean, the kids are really listening.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like they're listening, but somehow it's making it in there.
Yeah. I see Sarah Dresmer's testimony.
Right.
She seems to be coming alive every time, you know. Mm-hmm. She's not looking bored all the time. And right. Like actually, the seed that was growing is been starting to sprout and come out, you know. So I can see that in Isaac and Esther, and so there's a lot of good fruit being born.
Amen. Yeah, well, I like the part about the paralyzed by sin. Sin paralyzes us and makes us pray for Satan.
Mm.
So the authority of Jesus is needed to move Satan out. Restore our life. So from Matthew's, the first message I learned, took that away from the message.
And then I realized too in my life that I can try not to do sinful things, you know, by saying, oh, I'm not going to do this, I'm just not going to do this through human willpower. And you're able to stop a few times, you know, for some time, but then you end up giving in to your old sinful nature. But the only thing that really breaks the chain is complete forgiveness and tasting God's love. And then you're literally changed on the inside from that moment on, and then you move forward. So it's it's kind of a magical, supernatural thing that, not magical, supernatural miracle that goes on
right.
For anybody.
I agree.
Thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
So there we go. We're going to ask. There's another gentleman here. And we're going to ask him what he learned. Here we go.
Hi, Matt Cizek, Division GBF.
Yes.
One thing I learned from today was when Jesus came not to heal the healthy, but to heal the sick, he was not merely referring to the physically ill, but the spiritually ill as well. And he wants us to be very intimate when we come to him.
Hmm.
So
refreshing.
Yeah. I'm really refreshing with this conference because, I don't know, I've been working a lot. I haven't been to much conferences, and I've been to some UBS staff meetings where there's a lot of reading because we're doing theology study and whatnot. It's kind of just
watered down a little bit.
Well, it's heavy duty reading and a lot of homework, you know. But this is kind of like relaxing to my soul, you know.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm looking forward to this conference. And tomorrow I'm looking forward to the movie and miniature golf I want to go check out. And Famous Dave's going to be getting Famous Dave's here. So. Yeah. So, anyway, I'm looking forward to hearing. You're going to preside tomorrow?
Yes. Yeah. I'll talk to you
then. Bad sunburn, blisters, road rash from wiping on a longboard. I mean, he's just walking around with a shirt on, and he cannot. That's why he's not here. So.
Okay.
I'll tell him to ask you about him. He'll be
sure.
About that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for sharing, Matt, and we're looking forward to your presiding, your testimony.
Very well. Thanks for having me.